Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today's episode 509, and we're going back to the book, The Sales Whisperer Way. We left off with the new ABCDEs of selling. Is selling a funnel or a pipeline or a throw enough crap against the wall, something is bound to stick? What if it's none of the above? What if it's some of all of the above, plus a little something extra? Old school sales trainers tell you that coffee is for closers and you should focus 80% of your sales effort on the close because that's where the sale is made and the sale begins when you hear no and just keep your pipeline full and good things will happen. How's all that wonderful, timeless advice working out for you and your team? Rookie salespeople think that their job is done once the sale is made. They also think they can do it all alone, which is why they're rookies. Professional salespeople, sales managers, business owners, and entrepreneurs understand that how you do anything is how you do everything, and that the hip bone is connected to the leg bone, which will make sense in a minute. Professionals understand that we do judge books by their covers. They understand that people buy from those we know, like, and trust. They know that simply providing $100 of service in exchange for $100 is not memorable, exceptional, or anything other than just not illegal. Finally, professional salespeople understand that birds of a feather flock together, and that it's much easier and more profitable to make a repeat sale to a happy customer and their friends than to make a new sale to a cold prospect. With these understandings in mind, allow me to introduce you to the ABCDE sales and marketing system. Now, in the book, there's a picture that shows, you know, instead of a pipeline going left to right or a funnel going top down, you know, one direction, this is a dial, right? Imagine a clock face with a tract at the 1 or 2 o'clock position, bond around 3:30, convert close to 6, deliver over around maybe 8 o'clock, and endear up towards the 10:30-ish, all right? And with arrows connecting them, okay? So this is a cycle. So back to the book. Attract. Attract visitors to your website, your store, your booth, and offer them something so attractive that they identify themselves so you can bond. Ideally, multimedia, multi-step, which requires the right CRM and marketing automation. Might I recommend my free tool at bestcrmquiz.com? Once you've bonded, it's easy to convert them to paying customers. okay? And I've bounced around with the C. People usually think, you know, convert is, you know, converting a visitor to a lead, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to get caught up in the verbiage. You can call it the close. I don't like thinking of it as the close. I think it's an old school, kind of a hostile, antagonistic concept. But, you know, it is a verb, right? Attract, bond, close, deliver, endear. But I prefer convert. You can call it the cash, the customer, the client. Okay. But, you know, you're turning them into customers. Okay. Now is when you deliver a wow experience. You delight them. So you end up endearing yourself to them. When you have happy clients tweeting about you and giving you 5-star reviews on Google, Yelp, and Facebook, their friends and people like them will notice, which begins the attract stage again. But this time it's even easier. And as I mentioned, right, notice in the picture that this is not a one direction top down funnel or left to right pipeline. This is a cycle, a never ending cycle that, when handled properly, leads to an acceleration of your sales, even at higher margins. Because when you understand and master the fundamentals, and what is more fundamental than your ABCDEs, sales really do become easy and predictable. But, and there's always a but, this is easier said than done. But I can promise you it's worth doing and will pay dividends for years, if not for the rest of your selling career. Turning the page, one step forward, no steps back. Do you know what makes the clank, clank, clank sound when you're going up the roller coaster lift hill? Did you even know that first hill was called a lift hill? Me neither. Thank you, DuckDuckGo. No, Google is not my default search engine because they spy on you. And I also interviewed the founder of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, on the sales podcast way back on number 197. We discussed the 4 steps to launch, why you need to own the customer acquisition plan, what Google really is, and the importance of testing, even though most tests fail, among other things. You can listen in on our conversation and read my notes at thesaleswhisperer.com/session197. Now back to our roller coaster and the clank. The thing that makes that sound is called an anti-rollback dog. According to Wikipedia, it's a rack, ratcheted track, alongside the chain to prevent the train from descending the lift hill. Related to the anti-rollback dog are the chain dogs. Chain dogs underneath each train are engaged by the chain, and the train is pulled up the lift. Don't ask me why roller coaster builders love dogs, but I think that makes them pretty cool. As if they weren't cool enough already for building roller coasters. I mean, come on. As a rider of roller coasters, you should be thrilled to know there are safety measures in place to ensure your car does not slide backwards and injure or kill you and your loved ones. Now, I've got a picture here at MakeEverySale.com. I've got my little drawing of a roller coaster car with a little arrow pointing to these safety mechanisms. But along each one, as you're going up, imagine going up some stairs, you know, these ratchets, these little crevices, that each one is a stage in your sales cycle. Okay. And I listed a few, and yours can vary. But you know, you have disqualification, invitation, agenda, need, impact, next steps, order, wow, and dear. So the idea is, as you move forward, you don't want to take any steps back. And you do that by asking hard questions, okay, and eliminating objections as you go. You don't want the enemy to outflank you. You don't want them to sneak around the back and cut off your supply lines, and then you're dead in the water. Okay, so this is, you know, it's verbal mental judo you're doing with your prospect. Okay, but I'm kind of ad-libbing here, trying to explain the concept as you're listening because you can't see the book. Okay, but back to the book. But how do you keep your sales opportunities from sliding backwards? What proven processes and safety measures have you implemented to ensure it's not two steps forward and one step back as you move your leads through the ABCDE sales and marketing system? What's that? You just learned about the ABCDE sales and marketing system 2 pages ago and haven't implemented it? Well, what are you waiting for? Okay. You can finish this section first, but then I really need you to get to work on this. It's for your own good. I'll wait for you to finish. If you have questions or want to give me an update on how it's going, head on over to my free group at theimplementors.com. It's for those of us who implement, need a mentor, and are willing to mentor other motivated sales professionals. Now let's get back to the sales dog. For example, here's a question posted in the implementors.com group just yesterday. Hey, Wes, when you have someone say, I just need to talk to my spouse and want to follow up with them, what objections do I need to overcome? Old school sales trainers tell you to focus 80% of your time and energy on overcoming objections because they think that is where the sale is made. I think that's how exhaustion and animosity are made. If you're getting an objection like this, it's too late. Like buying stocks or businesses or property, you make your money going in. Thus my motto, close first, then present. If you've been selling for more than a minute, you know what objections you're going to get, so it is foolish and amateurish, are those redundant, to not prepare for and address these objections before they arise. Because if you can eliminate all objections ahead of time, the sale can't slide backwards. Thus, you are the ultimate sales dog. So going back to Sarah's question in implementors.com, here's how I responded. That sucks. You have to prevent it from coming up in the first place. Here's how the conversation would go. So Sarah, when it comes to making decisions like this, who on your team or in your family do you consult or bounce ideas off of for their insight and opinion? Well, Wes, I always bring in my spouse, CFO, IT director, attorney, CPA. Fantastic. What would it take to have them at the meeting, you know, so we can save time and avoid the telephone game? You know how that goes, right? You get excited and want to move forward, but as you try to explain it to that key person, things get lost in translation. I mean, it happens. I've been doing this 22 years, and you're trying to convey a major concept after maybe 22 minutes. Do you have access to their calendar? I'll wait. The real close here is on getting the influencer to attend the meeting. When I sold life insurance, I never met with one spouse. They never make all the decisions. So I spent time on the phone probing for answers to the main issues that could derail the sale, such as them having the time to meet, who the real decision makers are, their decision-making process, competitors, budget, pain, and desire to make a change. As I discover, address, and eliminate each of the deal killers, I am slowly moving up the lift sales hill and engaging my sales dog after each one. You sound like a reasonable, rational human being that will be easy to work with. Clank. Your spouse, partner will be present? Clank. Your insurance rates are going up, so you need to make a change this month or quarter? Clank. Your spouse or partner agrees that you need to make a change? Clank. We can meet at your office while the kids are at school, and your spouse can meet us there for an hour? Clank. You've told me how much you're spending now and or how much your rates are increasing. Clank. You've shared with me your top 2 to 3 non-negotiable criteria for making a decision, and I meet all of them? Clank. You've told me who the other competitors are, and I know I can beat them? Clank. You see how this works? Rookie salespeople hear someone say, yes, I'll meet with you, and run out to buy a new Tesla. A deal's not a deal. A deal's not a done deal until the deal is done. The check has cleared. The customer has received the product and service. They've stated they are thrilled with your assistance. They are giving you a glowing testimonial along with ideal referrals, and they are placing repeat orders. Clank, 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 clank. Stop chasing waterfalls and butterflies. Have the guts and the wisdom to ask a few more tough questions before, at the beginning of the relationship, so you know if there's even a relationship to be had. That's how professional salespeople conduct business. And that's what'll make you a true sales dog. Clank, clank, woof, woof. Now go close first, then present. Now, I have a little sidebar on this one. This has nothing to do with this chapter. I have so much content spilling out of my computer, I could write more than a few thousand books. But who the heck would read a single book that long, let alone several? So I figured I'd sprinkle in some additional lessons where I have room. So here's the first of the seven deadly sins of selling, and it applies to the woman pictured here. And it's showing Annie Oakley holding up a mirror and holding a rifle over her shoulder. Her name is Annie Oakley, and she was an amazing trick shot artist who got her start around 1885. As you could see, she could shoot over her shoulder with a mirror, which was quite entertaining. She could also shoot from the hip without looking. But she practiced that technique until she couldn't miss. How many of your sales calls, emails, voicemails, trade shows, proposals, networking events, and meetings are done in the spur of the moment with no forethought, just shooting from the hip? How much is that costing you? Want to beat all seven of these deadly sins for free? Get my on-demand video series while it's still offered for no charge at bit.ly/7, and then deadly free with the D and the F capitalized. So 7, capital D, deadly, capital F, free. Now go sell something. Let's take a look at the next chapter called Handling the Biggest Stall of the Fall. Now, obviously, you're going to be listening to this any time of the year, but the concept is the same, all right? The idea is, you know, in the fall, you know that they're going to start putting you off because of the holidays. So, you know, our job in sales is not to overcome objections and strong-arm people. It's to anticipate them and negate them, address them before they ever come up, okay? So, with that little prelude, here we go. Whether you're a top-performing salesperson shooting for number one, or you're behind on your numbers and you're fighting for your life, salespeople dread making calls during the holidays. Your clients and prospects who are not good at making decisions in the first place use the holidays as a convenient excuse to keep their heads buried in places that are quite dark and not very spacious. Like I said, this could happen. Oh, call me after Easter. Call me once school lets out. Oh, call me after the summer. Oh, there's always an excuse, okay? But going back, what's really going to change after we spend 38 days traveling, eating, and watching football, pretending to be excited to see 23 people we wish we could only see once a decade, looking for AA batteries, hiding from kids armed with too many toys powered by those AA batteries, making another New Year's resolution we know will break before the Orange Bowl? Give me a call after the holidays is not an objection. It's far more insipid. It's a put-off, a stall, a think-it-over. Stalls are death to salespeople. Time kills deals. Stalls make you dance. Put-offs make you poke and prod to uncover the truth, because you cannot proceed until the truth is uncovered. While it's best to prevent the stall from ever rearing its ugly head, here are a handful of tips, witty responses, and clever lines that may actually have you looking forward to the previously dreaded call me after the new year. Number one, soften the beachhead, i.e., send cards and or gifts and or invitations to holiday parties, and do it early. Over the last several years, I've started sending Thanksgiving cards to beat the rush and the crush of holiday season. It sets me apart. It puts me out ahead of my competitors. It captures the attention of my clients and prospects. Just like an artillery barrage softens the beach so the Marines can land safely, a gift and or invitation to a holiday party or meal makes the recipient more receptive to taking my call or seeing me when I stop by. Send a real gift like candy or a fruit, cheese, meat basket, or a funny gift like a fruitcake, and a note like, "The gift that keeps on giving." Just like owning my Infusionsoft book. When can we schedule a time to answer your questions and help you invest your end-of-year funds wisely? Number two, drop the cat in the punch bowl. In my training, I help people eliminate think-it-overs by taking that away from them right up front with a solid sales agenda. In that scenario, you tell the prospect, if you're tempted to say you want to think it over, is it okay if I take that as you not wanting to hurt my feelings and we can just put you down as a no? Do the same thing here. Ask them, are you just trying to be nice and not hurt my feelings, or do you really have an interest in our offerings? If you get a bunch of no's during this time, you'll know how hard you'll have to work come January 1st to make your numbers, or you'll have time to start looking for a new job over the Christmas break. Number three, life's too short for follow-up calls. If the answer to number two is to your liking, press for a firm date and time to speak or meet. One of my taglines for years has been, life's too short for follow-up calls. If you simply say, okay, I'll call you after the first, that prospect has forgotten you before they hang up. Follow-ups are deadly because they are one-sided appointments that only you set, which means they will wear you out. That's why the next step must be scheduled and mutually agreed to, or you'll never reach them. Now when you call or stop by, you are doing so because you have an appointment, which is significantly different from a lowly little follow-up call. Number four, use dynamite. Humor. Humor is like dynamite. A little goes a long way. If you made it this far and are still engaged in verbal jarring and positioning, the prospect may be a little tense or short-tempered. Diffuse the situation with a smidgen of humor. A little personality goes a long way toward establishing trust and getting past put-offs and stalls. How's August 18th next year? I've had so many clients and prospects hit me with the after-the-holiday objections that I'm completely booked until mid-August. Can you believe that? You can beat the rush by meeting now, and as luck would have it, I have a few openings between now and December 31st. What do you say? Lottery winner. You're the 37th person to tell me that today, which means you get to have lunch with me and you get to name your price, within reason, of course. What are you in the mood for? Stand your ground. Mr. Prospect, for us both to have a happy holiday, an order needs to be placed here. I need the sale, and you need this decision off of your plate, and your company needs the benefits of what we offer. Why delay any longer? Go Columbo. Excellent idea. Why spoil the eggnog with business now, right? Let me ask you something while I'm here. What will be different after New Year's Day? Is it a budget thing, or is there something looming on the horizon that could make you unable to order? Your prospect will say, oh no, not at all. Phew, what a relief. You know how busy we get this time of year with last-minute orders. Why don't we jump the line and get your order in the queue, so you can get this off your plate? Schedule the exact delivery, which we can guarantee if you order now, and even split up your payments or not invoice you until the last day of the or the first day of the year, whichever meets your accounting needs. Number seven, mix and match. I can't tell you how many times we got creative at the end of the year when I was selling in the technology space. We split orders into hardware and software and even installation and warranties. We took huge orders at the end of the year in return for a larger discount with delivery scheduled throughout the first quarter or even all the next year. Even now, I'll offer split payments on the Infusionsoft setup and even have clients get started with a lower package so they can get their contacts imported and some campaigns built and running, which will allow them to cancel other subscriptions they may be paying for, such as Constant Contact or One Shopping Cart. Then take those savings and apply them to a larger software application. There's more than one way to skin a cat, especially at the end of the year. Number eight, sell on price by discounting. If you need the sale, open yourself up to aggressive discounts. It's not ideal, but neither is being broke. We are having a 30% off December sale, our biggest of the year. By raising your prices, most companies raise their prices after the first of the year. So inform your prospects that a list price purchase now will save them the 3%, 5%, 7%, 10% price increase coming right around the corner. pressure exposes weakness. In sales, there's no pressure like the end of the year trifecta. End of month, end of quarter, end of year. Your pay, your bonuses, your prestige, company trips and awards, maybe even raises, promotions, and or your job may be at stake based on how you handle this important time of the year. But just like your physical health, your selling health can't be fixed in a short, concentrated burst of activity. If an out-of-shape person jumps into the Ironman contest, not only will they not finish the race, they'll probably get injured and might actually die. The same is true for selling. If you're not in touch with your clients and prospects on a regular basis, you do not have a strong, healthy relationship with them, because healthy relationships are built on trust, which is built on communication. If you're getting these stalls, it means your clients are seeing someone else because you are not providing the frequency and the quality of communication they expect, want, and deserve. That's why I started using Infusionsoft back in 2008, then moved both my WordPress site, inbound marketing, CRM, and marketing automation to HubSpot in 2014 to coordinate my marketing and sales. Life's too short for follow-up calls, and it's too short to sweat the sale at all, let alone during what should be your downtime, your family time, your time to give thanks, your time to eat turkey, drink eggnog, celebrate a special birthday from 2,000 years ago, and ring in the new year. Get ahead of the curve by planning, by being consistent, and even aggressive in your marketing 52 weeks a year, so you can actually take the end of the year off to enjoy your family. That's why you're doing all you do, right? Recharge your batteries and even do some goal setting and planning for the new year. Merry Christmas. And this post was inspired by the man himself, Jeffrey Gittimer. And now here's a sidebar. Remember that story about Annie Oakley a few pages back? Start planning your year today. Create your sales and marketing campaign now, because you know there will always be a President's Day and a Valentine's Day and a St. Patrick's Day, etc. So why not think a few moves ahead of your competition to put yourself in position to beat them before they even get to the office? Visit holidayinsights.com for a list of all the fun, crazy, and interesting holidays for every day, week, and month of every year to give you some inspiration for your next promotion. For example, we all know that Halloween and Oktoberfest are in October. How predictable and pedantic. Why not run a special for World Smile Day on the first Friday of the month, or Bosses Day on the 16th, or Make a Difference Day on the 4th, Saturday? Play chess while your competition is playing checkers. So there you go. I will continue this as we go. I'll be mingling these in throughout the other interviews I've got scheduled out for several months already. But I hope this gets you thinking. I hope you have a copy of the book, 79stories.info. We'll get you a signed copy there. If you need additional help, visit thesaleswhisperer.com. Hit the contact us. We'll set a time to talk. All right. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.